Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. We have our pre-opening report now with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending December 6th in millions of bushels. The numbers look like this. Wheat this year, 18.9. Next year, 0.1. Corn this year, 45.5. Next year, 12.2. And soybeans this year, 35.7. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at CME Group in just a few minutes with Alan Dearden of AgriView. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, December 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,185 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $43 to $54.50. The weighted average, $51.91, a loss of 31 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.65 to $43. The weighted average, $40.94. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 14,931. The base price range, $42 to $57.50. The weighted average, $54.90, a gain of 48 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.33 to $44.50. The weighted average was $41.88. Today, the Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to possibly weaker after the pork cutout value fell sharply Wednesday afternoon. Terminals called steady to weaker, tops from $33 to $38.50. Peoria steady today with a top price of $33.50. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt weather, we've had a little bit of light rain come across. It was a little heavier in the Ohio River Valley overnight. And the radar now is showing that most of the precipitation is in Ohio and the southeastern portions and south-central portions of Indiana. Pushing off to the east, the heaviest rains are just south of Cincinnati, Ohio, and northern Kentucky, and also some in central Ohio. That's all pushing off to the east, and quiet weather will be moving in. We have had some reports of a few snow flurries here in the Champaign-Urbana area during the past half hour or so. But nothing big. They're not even showing up on the radar. They were closer to the radar site, but the earth curves. Well, the radar beam goes straight out, so it's overshooting the flurries that are out there. So they're not being picked up on the radar this morning. Anyway, no big deal. We're going to have quiet weather today and tomorrow. The big concern is the development of a low-pressure system out west. And it's just starting to get organized right now. There's not much showing up on radar out there at all. In fact, quiet weather over Colorado, eastern Colorado, nothing going on. But it looks like a system and clouds are starting to gather over the Rocky Mountains back into the Four Corners area. And low-pressure is expected to start to develop out west later today, and precipitation will start to break out in the high plains this afternoon, and they're going to get another recharge of moisture, and it will be snow in the mountains of or even in the plains of Colorado. And actually, the precipitation out there won't really start developing till tonight until tomorrow. So we'll start to see some snow in the plains of Colorado and eventually Nebraska and Kansas, western Kansas. Farther south into the panhandle areas of Oklahoma and Texas, there'll be rain at first. And then this low pressure system will really get going in the Texas panhandle region. And then it's going to start to move northeastward. And the center of low pressure on some models, it should be near the Louisiana-Arkansas border by the time we get to Saturday morning. And then it's going to travel northeastward through the Tennessee Valley, the center of which may be over Tennessee, middle Tennessee, by the time we get to Saturday evening. And then it gets stronger and moves up into Ohio Saturday night before the energy transfers to the East Coast. Now, we'll be far enough northwest of that low center that we'll get snow. Southern Illinois and central into southern Indiana may get some rain changing to snow with this system. And on the northwest edge of the rain, where it doesn't rain at all, that's where the heaviest snow will fall, and several inches may fall, and it also may be followed up by some stronger winds Saturday afternoon and evening. So that'll cause travel problems for a while on Saturday. We'll have more details on amounts tomorrow, but to count on Saturday as being a travel problem day. And this could linger into Indiana and Ohio on into Sunday as well, but the system should be past Illinois by the time we get to Sunday, and then it looks like quiet weather for several days. Turning to the southern hemisphere, because, of course, we're still looking at that, and right now it appears that there's not a big change in the outlook. It looks like there may be some scattered showers and thunderstorms that will be in Argentina tomorrow into Friday. But they'll be on an isolated basis, maybe 30% coverage. So some fields are going to get some helpful rainfall for crop development. But the big trend in Argentina is still dry, and it looks like it's going to be dry next week down that way. And it's still a big concern. And with La Nina, there's a strong correlation between a decent La Nina, which we have going on right now, and dryness in Argentina. So there will remain concerns for the crops there. It looks like drier than average weather the rest of the week into the weekend in Brazil, but showers and thunderstorms will follow. So most of Brazil not experiencing problems except far southern sections, the southern portions of Rio Grande do Sul, and also some northeastern areas turning dry again as well. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 982, up a quarter, last trade up 7 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 934 unchanged, last trade down 6. July opened at 825 1/2, down 3, last trade up 1 3/4. December corn opened at 417, up a quarter, last trade unchanged. July 448 1/2, down 1 1/4, last trade up 3/4. December 448, down 1 1/4, last trade down 1/4. January beans opened at 1151, down 1/2, last trade up 1 1/4. July 1185, down 3/4, last trade up 1 1/4. November 1064, down 1/4, last trade up 3. January soybean meal open at 322.10, down 40, last trade unchanged. December soybean oil open at 46.36, up 11, last trade up 9. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
The number that caught my eye on the export sales report was 12.2.
Yeah, it sure was. It was right there in the new crop. We came in with 45.5 million bushel in old crop export bookings. The trades are going to view this as friendly, but particularly eyeing that large new crop sale. Keep in mind that importers can easily move sales between one year and another, so putting it into the new crop, into the 2008 crop, isn't probably a huge surprise. That might even be shoved forward into 2009 crop if a rally would keep on going. This corn market was pretty quiet overnight. We're continuing to see bull spreading. I think it's important that the December corn goes off the board tomorrow. There was a lot of talk that it would go to 420, 425 before it expired, and we're there. We'll be steady, maybe as much as two higher on this good exports on the corn.
You mentioned crops going off the board tomorrow, contracts, wheat too going off the board, and I suppose there could be some fireworks there.
I think there's definitely going to be fireworks there. I mean, there's just huge moves, big gaps and moves in a five-minute basis. It's not surprising to see prices move 3-4 cents at a shot in the wheat yesterday. Big speculative interest. Still have reasonably high open interest in that December contract. Export bookings there came in above expectations, just shy of 19 million bushel. We'll be up 5, maybe as much as 9 or 10 cents.
Soybean exports solid.
Good there at 35.7 million bushel. The big news yesterday was Goldman Sachs coming out with their projection of $14.50. Beans really caught the trade attention. We'll be up a penny to a nickel there. Meal has been a big factor in going higher. Before it was all bean oil led. Now we're seeing the meal take some upside too.
CME livestock today?
Yeah, we're going to probably be on the weak side, both on the cattle and the hogs. We are a little bit oversold. Got kind of oversold yesterday in the Fed hogs, but we'll be down 10, maybe 30, 40 points, both in the cattle and the hogs. Packers are still making money in hogs, so they'll keep the kills high. The futures probably will sink. These hogs go off the board Friday.
Ellen, thank you for your expertise.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. Remember, we have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.